Big news in the drive to reform auto insurance rates in the state of Michigan. Big news broken by Nolan Finley of the Detroit News. We were talking to the new editor and publisher, Gary Miles, here a bit earlier on the program. And Nolan Finley breaking the story that Quicken Loans founder Dan Gilbert not waiting any longer for legislative Republicans and Governor Gretchen Whitmer to hammer out a compromise on no-fault automobile insurance reform. Gilbert word that time is running out to mount a successful petition drive. Should these negotiations fail, the head of the Rock Ventures empire has formed a ballot committee, hired the state's top election lawyers, and will be out on the street gathering signatures within a matter of days. That's the headline. It's a big one. And from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it's time for the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Joining us today, Rich Studley, president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. There are 7 million motorists in Michigan who have been watching and waiting for car insurance reform. Car insurance reform has been talked about and heavily debated for over a decade. The Michigan legislature is already 5 months into the 2019 session, and 2020 is an election year. So we agree with Dan Gilbert. Time has nearly run out. Next month, we'll be halfway through the 2019 legislative session, and there is no good reason why the governor and legislative leaders can't resolve their differences and take action on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. Enough is enough. 7 million Michigan motorists ought to be mad as hell and demand that the governor, the Speaker of the House, and the Senate Majority Leader grab this opportunity and take action now.
Now, you
encourage them to be bold and get it done.
Now, you've told us here over the last few weeks, Rich, that you thought they were getting closer, that if they could just get in a room, keep the cameras at bay and the reporters at bay and all the posturing, you know, out, that you thought these three people were reasonable enough to get something done. Apparently, Dan Gilbert is hedging the bet. He just says, listen, it's got to change. He's one of those 7 million motorists, apparently, and he has the financial wherewithal to make this happen. And apparently, he's losing confidence in the whole procedure.
I don't know if he's losing confidence or he feels a greater sense of urgency. Dan Gilbert is a business and community leader in Detroit. And like Detroit's Mayor Duggan, he recognizes that the failure to act on car insurance reform is one of the greatest challenges facing the city of Detroit. Last week, the University of Michigan released a study and found that on average, car insurance is unaffordable in 97% of Michigan zip codes. 97%. So what are state lawmakers waiting for? 98%, 99%, 100%. The time to act is now. Dan Gilbert is a problem solver. I think he's trying to provide the governor and the speaker and the Senate majority leader encouragement and support and a nudge to get it done this week.
That looks more like a nudge. That looks more like a boot. To the backside, come on, Rich. That looks a little more like a kick in the arse, if you will. You know, come on, guys, you need to be moving here. And he's serious, and they know he's serious. Obviously, they all know who he is. We all do. Now, for me, let's talk about a personal level here. The average premium cut would save per vehicle, per policy, $1,200 a year. Well, I have a couple of cars. I mean, that's real money. That's $2,500 annually that comes back to me. And for families, especially, think about people that have a couple of kids driving, right? I mean, we're talking about $5,000. That becomes real money real quick.
7 million motorists, 7 million voters have said enough's enough. Statewide public opinion polls show that this is one of the highest priorities for Joe and Mary Michigan. The challenge, Steve, is that there are still powerful special interest who feed off the status quo, who benefit from the status quo, greedy trial lawyers, unscrupulous medical providers. Sometimes good people who serve in state government need a pat on the back and a kick in the pants, and I think that's what Dan Gilbert is trying to administer. The good news for your listeners is we're at a point now where there are three people, just three, who can solve this problem, and sometimes it's hard to figure out who those people are, but it's now clear. The three people who can solve this problem this week, and they are good people who have the ability to do it, are Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. They're very, very close, and now's the time for your listeners to call Lansing, call the governor, call the speaker, call the Senate Majority Leader, and provide them with the encouragement and support we need to push this over the top. We really can't wait any longer.
And if I'm not mistaken, Rich Studley here, the CEO and president of the Michigan Chamber, if I'm not mistaken, the legislation that's been crafted would allow you or I or whoever's driving in Michigan to choose a level of coverage that we're comfortable with, right? I mean, it gives you a lot of options. It's not like one size fits all. It seems to me they've done a pretty fair job of finding something that will work for folks. I'll give you the last word here because I think it's workable, and I agree with you. Three people can get this done. It's time for action, and we've got a pretty decent plan from the pieces that I read.
That's correct. Both the State House and the Michigan Senate have crafted bills that deal with the major cost drivers. They have passed with bipartisan support, including members of the Detroit delegation. Very, very close to a historic breakthrough. So the message to the governor, the speaker, and the majority leader has to be this week, be bold, take action now, and go for the win. It's time for a legislative solution to provide for real car insurance reform. In the alternative, there'll be a petition drive that is likely to be successful.
There you go. Greatly appreciate it. Rich Studley here, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, always appreciate you being here for the most powerful voice of business in Michigan. That, of course, the Michigan Chamber. Find out more at michamber.com. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Steve.
Brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday.